kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Pasample pa lang ito ng Multicultural Australian Choir na Voices of Asia Chamber Choir sa kanilang nalalapit na konsyerto nitong Hunyo at 13 sa Mission to Seafarers, Docklands sa Melbourne. Ang popular na Visayan folk songs na ito na Rosas Pandan na orihinal na isinulat at kinompose ng musician na si Domingo Lopez noong 1938 ay kinanta nila noong nakaraang konsyerto. At ngayong taon, ilan sa tampok sa kanilang performance ang Filipino a cappella classic at OPM. Taong 2024, nang itinatag ng musical director na si Ed Chan ang grupo at sa higit 20 miyembro ng buong choir mula sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Asia. Dalawa dito ay mga Filipino-Australian. Kinilala sila na sila Eric Mariano, isang software engineer mula Maynila, at isang marketing officer na si Sandra Tan, na bagamat dito na ipinanganak sa Australia, proud sa kanyang pinagmulan na mula sa Cagayan de Oro sa Mindanao. Kwento ni Rick, bilang bahagi ng multicultural choir, mas lumalim ang kanyang passion sa musika.
Paglipat ko sa Australia, yun yung isa sa mga una kong ginawa is to look for choirs to join. So, I joined a few in Sydney. And then, nung lumipat ako sa Melbourne, I also joined in Melbourne, both to find, like, social groups, but also, like, musical outlet ko din. What I've found is, dahil po iba-ibang countries yung represented dun sa mga songs namin sa choir. It's both na I feel at home, pero I also feel more connected to other like Asian countries in a way na hindi ko masyado na-experience na nasa Philippines ako.
Para naman kay Sandra, bagamat nahubog at naging inspirasyon niya ang kanyang lolo at lola sa musika, mas lumalim at lumawak ang kanyang kaalaman at nais niya itong tuklasin sa buong mundo.
Going through all old photos of her and my lolo and seeing the choirs that they've been involved with over the years, it really re-sparked my interest in not just music, but specifically choral music, which is something that I suppose I'm diving more into now as an adult after being in a choir in high school. So yeah, I come with a lot of family connection to music and a lot of passion for preserving music traditions from across the world as well.
Strangers, ghosts, dreams ang tema ng konsyerto. Bagay na para sa dalawa ay sumasalamin sa buhay ng bawat isa o buhay migrante tulad ng mga Filipino sa Australia.
It sounds quite ethereal, doesn't it? The name of the concert. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just really calls to mind just a lot of like fleeting things, right? Like strangers, like pass through your life, ghosts, like, you know, come and go. Your dreams are also fleeting. Yeah, I'm a migrant to Australia, and this was pretty much like the experience I had. Like when I moved to Australia, everyone was a stranger, like immediately tried to find connection, right? And then I'd also left like a lot of friends behind. I'd left like a life I had in the Philippines to move here. Yeah, just in terms of dreams, like, it's a funny one. Like, I mean, I basically moved here because I wanted to get a better paying job. And yeah, that's kind of what happened. It's great, you know. But there's stuff beyond the dreams as well. Just like, you know, didn't really expect I'd be staying here for so long and like establishing a life here and finding, you know, new friends and finding, yeah, basically like a lot of like happiness as I've stayed in Australia over the years.
Everyone in the choir has a different migration story. We're all from, you know, different places. And so I think he wanted to have a theme that was quite broad in a sense where we all have a story where, you know, we are the stranger. Like if it's a migration story, it's people coming to start new lives in places where they don't have any connections, or, you know, ghosts could be the people that you leave behind or the lives that you leave behind, and dreams, you know, like migrants often, you know, you move to another place in pursuit of a dream. Or, you know, or sometimes, you know, and maybe this is a little bit of Filipino culture as well, but often there's a shared kind of superstition around dreams and ghosts and people that you might see in your dreams. Like I know in my family, if we dream about someone, we kind of tell them that we've dreamt about them, in case there's some kind of hidden meaning there. So yeah, it's speaking a lot to worlds that we don't know and want to explore together through music.
Dumaan sa audition process ang dalawang miyembro bago sila mapabilang sa Voices of Asia Chamber Choir. Katulad ng tema ng kanilang konsyerto na Strangers, maraming hamon ang kanilang pinagdaanan sa personal na buhay at lalo na sa pag-awit ng mga wikang hindi nila likas na ginagamit. Sa simula, para bang estranghero sila sa musikang kanilang inaawit dahil karamihan sa mga piyesa ay mula sa iba't ibang bansa. Subalit, kaya pala nilang matutunan at mapagtagumpayan.
I think for me, the theme of strangers, like especially when it comes to this concert, relates to how, you know, a lot of us are singing in languages that we don't speak. So we come as strangers to this music. Like we've got choral works from Indonesia, Singapore, Hong Kong, the Philippines, and works by Chinese, Arab, and Indian diaspora composers. So we're singing, most of us don't speak the languages that we're singing in for this concert, although some of us are native speakers. And I think coming in as strangers, I guess, to this music, like I think something that has been really lovely to see in the choir is that everyone comes with so much respect for the work, not just the music, but the language. So we're diving into musical traditions and cultural ideas. And so we're very humble. And there's a lot of attention to detail on how we pronounce words that are very unfamiliar to our tongues.
Bilang isa sa pinakabagong miyembro ng choir, sabi ni Rick, maituturing niyang fun challenge ang mapabilang sa choral.
Indonesian's quite close to Filipino, so that's relatively easy,
yeah,
thankfully. I think with choral music, as I've found through the years, we really get into like the linguistics of it that we actually kind of go into like deep detail into that. There's stuff that's like hard to pronounce because it's just not in the languages. Like another example I have is we've got a song in Arabic, so that's been tough, but I think it's also a fun challenge, fun to just try these different languages and be able to sing them and do them justice.
Para kay Sandra, nasubok ang kanilang galing sa pagkanta gamit ang iba't ibang lingwahe. Pero ito umano ang mas nagpapatingkad sa kanilang performances dahil layunin nitong maitawid ang mensahe ng kanta.
I feel like I have so much to learn. But even if you are feeling comfortable in the melody, those details of language are very hard to get right. So I think we just really try to like rehearse and I think our conductor Ed is really good at, I think having the curiosity for other languages, that's been something that I've really enjoyed, and learning about the different ways people express themselves through music and language has been really special.
Sa choir, isa sa mga alto si Sandra at baritone naman si Rick. Silang dalawa ay nagbibigay ng balanse at lalim sa harmonya. Kaya ipinagpapasalamat nila na maging bahagi ng Multicultural Australian Choir.
Oh, it's daunting. I mean, it's great. Like, it's great that I we get to represent Filipino music and share it to like a wider audience. Like I think that's a really powerful thing, but it's also scary. But yeah, I think it's overcome by just how, yeah, I think it feels great to be able to share these with everyone.
I definitely don't feel like being Filipino gives us necessarily an advantage vocally. Like I feel like consistently humbled by the work that we are learning, and it's always a fun challenge. So I think that really speaks to like the spirit of the choir. Like we are, like we come humbly, you know, as like strangers, like to the music, and we exchange and learn, and they come away with like this really rich cultural experience that's really shared.
Umaasa sila na pagkatapos ng konserto, makuha ng mga manunood ang tunay na mensahe bilang mga migrant sa bansang ito.
I'd like people to take home like a feeling of connectedness, really. Like, you know, this whole migrant experience and, you know, leaving people and experiences behind, going into new experiences with new people. I think that's a shared experience, like whether you're a migrant or not, really. So I'm hoping like people come away with a sense of like connectedness in that we all actually have this shared experience, right?
I think the concert represents a collection of stories that, you know, the composers or the people that have created this music, we're weaving together all of these stories from people from, you know, all across the world. And I think that at a time where there is a lot of division in society and more globally, like events like this where we can come together and celebrate music and really tap into something human and collective and in the moment, I think that's really special. Yeah, I think that Voices of Asia Choir really gives us that opportunity to dive into different worlds and explore and connect and share.
Ang Voices of Asia Chamber Choir ay nakatuon sa pagdiriwang, pagtataguyod at pagpapanatili ng Asian musical heritage sa pamamagitan ng dekalidad na choral performances at kabilang sa mga bansang kinakatawan sa choir ang Pilipinas, China, Japan, Korea, India, Malaysia at iba pang karatig bansa.
Oh, it's gonna sound great. I think it will be quite the enriching experience to listen to all these different songs from different cultures.
It's a really unique venue. It's a venue that's really meaningful to the broader Filipino community because it's a place that does support seafarers. This is celebrating Filipino music alongside music from diaspora, like composers from across the region. So yeah, I think come to feel something, come to, you know, like have your heart broken, experience the joy of like different voices all coming together and producing this like incredible sound in a space that's, you know, like wraps around you.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.